Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael ben Naftali Zichrono Levracha.
Bava Basra Daf Chof Aleph. The sugi starts on the bottom of Chof Amid Beis. Chanut Shebechotzer Yochel Limchis Biyodoy. If somebody wants to make a chanut in a chotzer, a store, any yochel as Yochel Limchis Biyodoy, you can be moich on him. And saying the Yocholisha Mikola Nichnasim Mikola Yaitzim, because the people come into the store, go out of the store, they make noise, as it'll disturb him. Mishnah continues, but if someone wants to work in his house, as he's not, you can't be Meich and saying the Yocholisha and Loi Mikola Patish, Veloi Mikola Rechayim. You're not allowed to say that I can't sleep because of the Kola Patish, the hammer, Veloi Mikola Rechayim, it makes noise. That in the safe is mavur, that even though he's making noise, you can't stop him. As you see, noise is not something that there's a din of hachokas nizokin on. There's no din of hachoka. As how come in the reisha, when he brings in people and kol nichnasim vayoytzim, as then you have a tfias to stop him? What's the difference in kol nichnasim vayoytzim and kol patish in the sefer? That's the grace of Shiloh of the Rishonim. As the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ran, they answer that enochinami. You see from the sefer that kol is not something that has tfiyas hachokas nizokin. You can't stop a person from making noise. What's pshat in the reisha? It doesn't mean the kol of ninichnasim and the kol hayotzim. Kol is lav dafka. What it means is when you have a store, as a lot of people are always walking in the chotzer, as Ebazay, it's going to be harder for you to use your chotzer because there's going to be a lot of people walking in and out. As you have a schus, mitzat schusei hachotzer, to say that I don't want to have ribui aderech, that I'm going to have to be mar bederech because there's people here. As a mele, mitzat your schusei hachotzer, you could be my neim from bringing in so many people to come in and buy from his store. This Mishnah is not like Sharetz Yurim and Lo Yachbar. The rest of the Mishnah is in Lo Yachbar was Midin HaChokas Nezokin. Albeit it's not Midin HaChokas Nezokin, it's Midin Tvias of the Yischusei HaChotzer. And these Rishonim learn that Kol is Lav Dafka. The Ramah also learns it's Mischusei HaChotzer. But he adds, you could say Mischusei HaChotzer, I can mun you not to use the chutz in a way which is going to cause noise to be mafriya me. As then you could learn kol is dafka. The other Rishayim, the Ramban, the Ran, and the Raj, behold, chusei hachotzer says, I could stop you from bringing more people into the chutzah, but I can't stop them from making noise. Noise is a zaitigazach. And the Ramaz Machadish, no, even noise, my chusei hachotzer could say, don't bring in people that'll make noise. That's why the other Rishonim don't learn that way. As thus is the first chelik, the first mahalik in the Mishnah. However, Rashi is meduyik, that Rashi has a different teretz to the shayla of the Rishonim. The shayla of the Rishonim is, what's the difference? Kol apatish is mutter, and kol nechnasim v'yoytzin is aser. Rashi is on the top of chof aleph amud aleph. Rashi's talking about that there's a heter for tinoikis shel beis rabim, that when the noise is coming from children that are learning, as then it's mutter. Zok Rashi, the top Rashi on Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, va'af agav dekol abo machmas acherim loimotzi mechuyei. Even though the kol is coming from other people that don't live in the chotzer, loimotzi mechuyei. As meduyik in Rashi, that Rashi has a different teretz on the shayla of the Rishonim. That by kol apatish and kol rechayim, who's making the kol? The person who lives there. As then it's mutter. Masha'en came by kol nechnasim v'kol hayoytzim. Who's making the kol? The people that are coming to buy in the store are making the kol, even though they don't live there. They're making the noise. As if they're making noise, as then you could say, I don't want other people who don't live here to make the noise. The shayla is, what's the beer shibai? What's the heter? As you could learn in Rashi, ba'ifin zeh, that when a person is living, as a part of living is making noise. People make noise when they live. As kimuvan, if he's going to make mishunedik a noise, as then there's a tefillah of harchaka came afresh in the miri. But we're talking about a noise which is normal living. Normal living is you use your house to make money too. That's part of living. As a mele, if your job is to do a rechayim, or your job is to knock a patish, that's a chilek of living. As Chazal warned, didn't tell you, don't live. You're allowed to live in your dira. Zayisa b'tayich shalai, v'zayisa b'tayich shalai. As a mele, if the call is coming from you living in your dira, zayisa b'tayich shalai, and it's mutter. Masha'enken, when you open up a store and other people come in, as Al Rashi, thus is not a shimush of your living in your apartment. That's a shimush of other people coming in to use your apartment. But it's not you living in your apartment. That's not called a maisadira. As being that it's not called a maisadira, as there's no heter on it. That's how Rashi will learn. The Miri learns Al Derech Rashi. Now the Miri says a slightly different word. He says that by kol apatish kol erechayim, that's called normal. When you have a house, you work in your house. Working in your house means you work with your tools, you build things. That's normal. But to make a chanut out of a house, that's an abnormal thing. Most people don't turn their houses into stores. As being that it's an abnormal thing, that's not nichlal in the schusei dira of a person, the schusei shimush of a person in the makam. As a meila, he can't. Memela, they could be my name from doing it. What do the other Rishonim hold? Why do the other Rishonim argue on Rashi? Kanira, they hold that just like if someone lives in a house, as he can invite his friends for Shabbos. His son wants to make a party, he's allowed to have a birthday party, he's allowed to invite his friends. Are they going to make noise? But thus is normal in a house, that Amol, you invite friends. Suadin, as the schusei dira in the house are not only for the bal hadira. You could also invite friends. That's normal usage of a dira. As the Rishonim hold, being that you could use your house to make money, and one of the ways of making money is having people come in to buy things in your house, as that's a chelik of the dira's habayis, is that you should have people coming in to buy things from him. As that's also called a chelik of the dira's habayis. Rashi holds no, dearest Abayis only is mad to you living in the house or working in the house, but to bring other people to buy things in the house, that's not called a chelik of the mice dearest Abayis. As kum dechoyis is da machlekes, lefi Rashi is da hezik of kol. Kol is a mazik. Noise, making noise is a way of being mazik someone. But if you're doing it diradik, then there's a heter. And if the other Rishonim, noise is not a mazik b'chlal. I what's the achok of the Mishnah? Mitzad schusei hachotzer. As lefi zeh, you'd be able to be mazber a shinui in the Rishonim. The gesugi later on Chav Beis Amid Beis, as the Gemara over there says that Rabbi Yosi is choylik, but Rabbi Yosi is moide by giri delay, as the Rishonim handle in the Mishnayis before in the beginning of the perek. Is Rabbi Yosi Maida also? Rashi learns only over there. Rabbi Yosi holds its giri. The Rach Rav Rishonim learn that the Mishnah is before also giri, and Rabbi Yosi is Maida. As the question is, why is it giri? As the Ran and Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, he goes back into every Mishnah to explain why is it giri. Except our Mishnah, the Ran leaves out our Mishnah. He doesn't explain it. Why? The Fiza is very good. The Ran Lashitasa. The Ran learns our Mishnah is a din in Schusei Achotzer. As if it's a din in Schusei Achotzer, it has nothing to do with Achokas Nezakin. It has nothing to do with Shita Serbiyasi. The Idach Gisa, the Shailas Achuvis Arash, and Klal Kuf Ches Sifkot and Yud. The Rush over there says, when he asked the Shaila of all the Mishnayis being Giri, he explains, in our Mishnah, Kol is Giri also. As you see, the Rush learns like Rashi, that it's Midin Mazik, V'chei Meduyik in the Torah. He brings it down, he says it's a Mazik. As Rambel, he has to say, it's a Giri Dika Mazik, that's why Rabbi Yosi is Moida. As they learn that noise is a Mazik too, Masha'in Kain, the Ran, and the other Rishayim, they learn that noise is not a mazik. Oh. Lefizet, that's one nafkamina. Oh, that's a nafkamina in pshat. A nafkamina l'dina would be, what would be if the noise is coming from another chotzer? Could you stop them from doing it? Meaning, according to the Rishonim, where your whole schus to stop them to do it is because you own the chotzer. As I say, if it's a chotzer acheres, where you don't own the chotzer, you don't have a schus to stop them from doing it. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, that learns that kol is a mazik, as even if you're doing it in a chotzer acheres. But if I hear you from the chotzer acheres in my chotzer, I could stop you from doing it. Oh. And thus is the shayla of the Rashba that Amar Abaya, the Gemara Yasestira, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seif, Amar Abaya, Seif as in the chotzer acheres. So the Rashba Bishleim Alefi, the Rishayim that learn it's Mitzad Schutzei Achotzer. I say, Bezei, Bechotzer acheres, there's no schutz, as I can't be my neyu. If you learn it's midine mazik that have a tvi of archok on you, so what's pshan in the Gemara? Why is there a difference between the same chotzer and a chotzer acheres? Oh, that's the grace of Shailan, the Rashba, and these Rishonim. That's the grace of Machlokes Rishonim. Is a midin archok is nezokin, kol is a mazik, noise is a mazik, or no? As those are two malchim in the Rishonim, how you mechalik between the kol of nechnasim v'yoytzim and kol apatish? In the Rambam, in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Beis, is meduyik that the Rambam learns like Rashi, that kol is a mazik. However, the Rambam over there is meduyik, he has a new teretz. The Rambam learns that the reason why he's ain't yachol limchois by kolar patish and kolari chayim is, it's talking about where he's muchzik already, and he's ain't yachol limchois because chazok is mayel minizokin. The Magen Mishnah says the mocker of the Rambam is a diuk of the Rashba. Why does the Mishnah say chanut shebechotzer mashma the chanut's here already? It should say lo yasa adam chanut, like the Mishnah said before, lo yasa adam moitzer. Aber lefi the Rambam is dachzei gishmak. The whole needin is only when he's kfar muksik, and that's what the meaning avada by kol. It's a mazik. The only tzad that could be ahead to by kol patish and kol richaim is when you're a muksik. And the chiddush of the reish is by kol nechnasim and kol yoytzim. Even when you're a muksik, it doesn't help. The shaila is, why doesn't it help? I lechayra kalpatish kol rechayim is a bigger call and muchzik helps. As the Nesivis wants to explain, because kol patish and kol rechayim is one person. How long does he work for? Different hours of the day, you hear it. Mashenkin kol nechnasim v'kol hayoytzim is kol hazman. As being that it's a longer time, it's more annoying. So Mele, therefore, the Chazaka doesn't help. Magen Mishnah, Lechoyer is Mavur, he says another Pshat. You have to know what Pshat in the Magen Mishnah, in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Beis, Ayin Sham in the Magen Mishnah. So this is the Halacha, the Rambam. Yisoida, he holds like Rashi, that the Chilik, the Kol is also a Mazik. Just, he holds the Chilik between Kol HaPatish and Kol HaNechnosim is in a tzir of muksik, then there's a chilek meinayim. So let's move on in the sugya. The Gemara is Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa. Why by any yocholisha mikol nechnasen uyaitzim? You could be meicha. When we call it tinaikis, you can't be meicha. As Rava, which is the maskana, the Gemara says, because it's also the Tinoike Shel Beis Rabban, Mitakonis Yeshua Ben Gamla Ve'elech. Frek Dinamukya Yosef, that the Tekon of Yeshua Ben Gamla was there should be Malamde Tinoikis B'chol Yer V'ir. But what does it have to do with our Mishnah, which is talking about in the same Chatzar? Azogdenemuki Yosef, because it's a Maila. If you're not going to have the Malamdim all over and all the Chatzeris, it's going to be harder for people to learn. As Kedei Lahakel, being that the Kani of Yeshua Ben Gamla was Lahakel, that there should be Limudim B'chol Makam, as Nichlal in the Takana was, that you shouldn't be able to be Ma'akiv, even in the same Mavu, even in the same Chatzar. It's rather Lefinamuki Yosef B'Mazbe, why Abaye is Cholek on Rava. Abaye Avada held the Takana of Rabbi Yeshua. It could be yelled that it's only a takon in the ear. It's not mechayiv. There should be a malamed b'chol mavui u'mavui. But also it could be yelled. It's a doichik to say that kol tinoikis means tinoikis shel beis rabam. The steam is the mission is not mashma that way. As in this din of that there's the din of Takonis of Yeshua ben Gamla, as there's a machlekes rishonim. The Torah brings down that this is a heter even in a beis haknesses, that in the same way we're matel letzayrich limud tinoikes shel beis Rambam, we're matel letzayrich a beis haknesses also. As lafi zeh, you'll be allowed v'kol tzarchi hamitzvah, letzayrich minyan, letzayrich beis haknesses, v'kol tzarchi hamitzvah. Aye, the Gemara says, Takonis Yeshua ben Gamla. Kenira Nichlal Takonis Yeshua ben Gamla was Lekol Tzarech Mitzvah. The Ramban is Mavur not that way. The Ramban is Mavur that even a Kosev Sefer Torah, which is doing a Mitzvah, but you could be Meicha, because the Gemara only said Takonis Yeshua ben Gamla. Mashmat Zedin, only a Takona for Yeshua ben Gamla. And you could add with the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Tes, the Gemara says that Olam is Niskayim Mishvul Hevel Shel Tinoike Shel Beis Rabam. As you see, there's a Chshivus in the Limud of Tinoike Shel Beis Rabam. As you only see in the Takona, as the Limud of Tinoike Shel Beis Rabam, which Tam the Olam Niskayim, void the future of Klal Yisrael, Shalai Nishkach Torah Mi Yisrael. As over here, Chazal were Mekel. You can't buy from here to Shad Tzorchei HaMitzvah. That's a Shita Saramban. The other Rishonim hold that you could bring from here to Shad Tzorchei HaMitzvah also. As in the Takon of Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla, it says that originally it was Mishayesh lo yav malam de Torah, Mishayin lo yav lo yilamed Torah. As a skinner shei moishvin tinoikis b'yushalayim. Kedei to teach, because it says Kimitzi and Teitzei Torah. As why dafkin Yerushalayim kimitzin teitzei Torah? As Taisus says, lefisha yiraya kedusha gdayla v'kainim oiskim ba'avoda, haymechaven libo yosa liyirushamayim v'lilmay Torah. As you see over here, the chshivus of the hashpa, seeing a makom with his avodas Hashem, seeing a makom with his limud Torah, it's mashpi on a person that he shall have more yirushamayim. And you should want to be Lomed Torah also. As you see over here, the chshivis of a makom is kodem kol, the davening in a place. There's some shuls that they nemach talk in the middle of the shul. It's mashpi on everyone around them if there's diburim b'emse tefillah. Just like there's Ashpala Toiva, when you see people are being makbid, who are din le'idach gisa, v'oid, when you see people are not serious about the tefillah, it's also mashpia. When you daven in a place where everyone's taking the tefillah seriously and davening seriously, it has Ashpa. Who are din in limudat Taira? A person's kevei hazman for limudat Taira, as you can get together with a bunch of friends in a daf yomi where it's people are taking it lightly, shpuzing, not paying attention. Or you could be a matzav where there's a rischa daraisa. And it's much better, kefila matzav, that's how a person does. Above oida, filu yesem is a lumayn in a base medjish. Nacham mailuk doylem is a when you're in a base medjish where there's kochin in taira. Bochrim and yungalite that are learning taira and steiging in taira. as he gives a whole avira, and it's mashpi on everyone that they should learn differently. As thus is the tzad of asay toiv, the tzad of su meira, to try to stay away from places where chas v'shalom there's a miyut of the chshivas of kedusha satayra and other things, because that's also very mashpi. A person is mushma by his sviva ma'od. As that's why originally the takana was ki mitzian teitzei teira, that they should learn bedafka in Yerushalayim. They saw it wasn't working. Mishiyesh lav ha'malam lamdom, mishayin lo yav lo yo'ilo. V'lomit askinu sheish meshivim b'chol plach u'plach, u'machnisen oise kiben tezayin, kiben yudzayin. The ritual is masbir because to take your child to another city, you couldn't take a little child to another city. It was only kiben tezayin, kiben yudzayin. But they saw Misha Yeraba Koyisalab Mabit Boy Vyaitza. Maram is Mazbek, because somebody who's starting to learn at 17, 16, as he's more independent. It's hard, he doesn't have as much Moira Rab, as it's harder for him to be Makabal, the Morris, the authority of his Rebbe, as there was more of a shash of Mabit Boy Vyaitza. As therefore, Achabo Yeshua Ben Gamla V'tikin Shei Mashim Alam Nitoik is B'chol Medina B'chol Ir. As therefore, they will be machnes them at a younger age, Keben Shesh, Keben Sheva. And therefore, they were able to chap a child at a younger age when he's more makabal, the authority. As a Mela, they were more matzliach with the Bochrim that were learning. Olei Rav L'Rav Shmuel Bashelis Ad sheis loy tekamuine mekan rebel kibel vasvilei ketura, she teach him a lot. Vafilu vachi ki machis li yenucha loy timki ela barikta de misani. You should hit him with a light whip, not a whip, but with a leather band, not with a stick. And when the Rambam brings it down, the Rambam explains you shouldn't hit, as it's important for Rebbe to hit. Is that where there's Amos Rabbi? Or he shouldn't hit Makas Oyev, Makas Kas. He shouldn't hit him Bekas. Be'eit Ba'oyev. He should mamish be Pachad mamish. And you should do it in a way that the child understands it's a shame chinuch. Mele, he shouldn't hit with a stick, but he should hit with a lighter thing, and the child should understand. Yeah. It's not only by a Rebbe, it's by a parent also, that when he hits, it should be done in a different surah, not with a stick. And it's mamish makis mavis. Even though the Gemara is talking about a Rebbe, a pashtis, so you could learn that from here also to the kov and av l'choyrum. The Gemara then continues and says more klalim in the din of the takana of Yeshua ben Gamla. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, mitakonas Yeshua ben Gamla, lo mamtinan yenuka mimasa lemasa. As what's the pshat? As there's a machlik is rishonim. The Rambam and Talmud Torah Perek Beis Halacha Vav learns, it's talking about where you have a malamed in your ear. But there's a better malamed in the ear acheres. As you want to bring him to a better malamed, because the Rambam says that you should always send your child to the best malamed. Aber, if it's mimasa lamasa, where it's a sakana, you shouldn't bring a child, because you don't put a child in a matzav sakana, because that he should learn better. As the Fila Rambam, it's not really mishtayich to the etzim takana, just before the takana, as then all the children weren't learning. After Takana, now all the children were learning. As a way, they were saying halach and lima tinoikis. And they have to say lecha mishnas mas with the Rambam that way. And the other Rishonim learned, no, this is a klal in the din Takana of Yeshua ben Gamla. That the Takana of Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla was to be mudig, that all tinoikis should have a malamid, as when you have an ear where there's no malamid, as then you mechuyev to bring him to another city to learn, as what's the klalim in bringing him to another city to learn. That's the nidin of the sugya. Sok the Rashbei Bezei, what's the chiddush mimasa lamasa? Vada, Yeah, you're not mechuyev to bring him. That's the ikatakana there. Every year should have a malamed. Azog the Rashba, there was a hamamina that's only in Arim that are rechoykim zeh mizeh. As over there, there was takonas Yeshua ben Gamla because it's far away. It's a different city. But ulai, you have two cities that one is next to the other. As maybe you look at it, kilo, it's one big place. As Mevela, over there, you won't have takonas Yeshua ben Gamla. As that's what he's coming to be machadish, that afilu hochi, you have the takon of Yeshua ben Gamla. The shaila is, there's a nechlekwa rishonim. What are we talking about? How many children? How many children are you being meilech to the era cheres? As it's a little bit tali, how you learn. And the other rishonim learn, we're talking about, we have one tinak, and afilu hochi, is a din, yeloi melichanoi sami masala mas, and yimachayiv lahaske amalamid, as a shita saramban, other rishonim, that even for one tinak, the bnei ya'ir amachuyiv to make a malamid. But shita's taisis is not that way. Taisis holds the only machuyiv to make a malamid for chafei. The makar of taisis is the next gemara, that the gemara says, sach mikri dadiki esem mechamisha. As taisis learns, it's the minimum. You only hire a mikri dardiki from the amount of 25. The other Rishayim, the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Yoina, they learned the Gemara saying the maximum. Until 25, you could have a mikri dardiki. More than that, you need a helper for him also. Abatesis learns the Gemara the other way, that you only mechuyev to hire all the bnei ayir for one child, for when there's 25. As a bezei, Taisus has a shayla on the sugya, that if we're talking about with his 25 children, as what's going to help to bring them to another place? Anyway, for 25 children, you have to hire a new malamed. As even if you bring them to the other place, they're still going to have to hire a new malamed. As a Taisus, the nafkamina is when you have two classes in the other places. If you bring 25, you could split them 12 and 13, and you could add them to pre-existing classes, and then the malamdim are enough. But this old shaila is only limited to Taisis, because Taisis learns there's a limit of, you only start being masker from 25. Amalafi, the other Rishayim, that you start being masker from one, as then the Gemara over here is Asi Shaper Kipshuta, this Gemara is the makar of the Rishayim. As Behemes, the Rishayim L'chayra are the more Pashat Etzad. Every child is Choshev to learn. As what's the B'yan in Taisis, there's a Shir of 25 to be Maske or Melamed. Aber, there's an Akuda. Rashi over here says that we're talking about where you could be Koifin Zeh Zeh, they Koifin each other, to be Seicher Malamed. Other Rishayim say it too. The Shail is, why are they Koifin Zeh Zeh? L'chayra, it should be a din in Bezdin. Bezdin has to be Koifin people to pay for it. Why are they Koifin Zeh Zeh, the Bnei Ya'ir? As L'chayra Mavur and Rashi, that this goes into the Mishnah of Dav Zayin Amid Beis. We saw in the Mishnah of Dav Zayin Amid Beis that something which is Sorche Ya'ir, as everyone in the ear has to pay for. You live in a city, you have to be mishtatif in kol tzarchiyah, the mashal for shomrim of the ear, or for a wall in the city, and who hadin the Tosefta says for a beis haknesses in the city, there should be a minyan. Everyone has to pay for the beis haknesses. As hu hadin, this has a din of kilu tzarchiyah ear that the ear have to pay for. As lefi zeh ulai, it's a pesach klapei Tosis, that Tosis holds the shear is from 25, that in order to make it tzarche ha'ir, it has to be a lot of people in the ear have the tzarech, as you need. If 25 people have a tzarech, as that's called the tzarche ha'ir, Amaluyah, there's a yochid shebi'ir that has a tzarech, as that wouldn't be enough to be mechayiv the whole ear, to make it tzarche ha'ir, to be mechayiv everyone to pay for it. The Mela Taisis learns that it's only from the number of 25 and up. Yeah, the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, Amar Rava, I mikri yenuka de garis, vikachrini de garis tfe mine, laimis alkinon, nilmaasi lishushule. Rabdimin adama koshkein de garis tfe, kinesayfim tarba chochma. As in this Gemara's mavur, there's a mile of the garis tfe mine, whichever malamed teaches faster, as it's a mile. As that mindach from the Gemara, there's a mile to accomplish ground. I mean, if a person crutches and goes slow, it's not a mile. You'd rather have a malamed that teaches more. However, the Torah points out that if you have one malamed that teaches b'shitrius, one malamed that teaches with havana, as the one who teaches b'havana has k'dima, you take him over the other one. It's not a steer to the Gemara. There's a mile of a malamed that teaches more, and he teaches b'aymik. You have to do both. If you run very fast and you don't understand, it's nishkin kunz. You have to learn a lot, and you have to understand what you're learning. It's a mile to have havana in what you're learning too. We'll turn now over to Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. We'll do now the sugya, the next sugya on the next chelik of the daf, which is the next big sugya on the Amid. The sugya of Amar Rav Huna. Hai bar mevon Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. De uki rechaya, v'asi bar mevoi chavre, kamuki gabe, dinohu de ma'akiv alei. As over here in the Gemara is Mavur and Nidin, a Taina, that if you have a store in your Mavui and someone else wants to make another store in your Mavui, according to Rav Huna, you have a schus to be Ma'akiv Alav, Kapasakta Lechiyusei. Neither Gisa will see, it's a Machlekes Tanoim and Amaroyim. We hold that there is no such schus. The only schus you have on a ish mi'ir acheres, we hold. If someone else comes from a different city and wants to open a business in your city, is then the bnei ir allowed to be ma'akiv. But somebody who comes into your mavui, especially from somebody who lives in your mavui, he wants to open up, for sure he's allowed to. It's lamashal. You have a wife who's a sheitomacher, someone else in the same apartment building wants to open up. Many people shry, Yayudum Nasa Shal Chavero, they hold like she does Rav Huna. Lalacha, we hold not like Rav Huna. Lalacha, we hold, it's mutter. Something near the Indian, what's the Indian? What's the Issa to be Paisik Chiyusa? Lefi Rav Huna, even in a bar mavoy, Lefi Didon from a ir acheres. And then we have to see what's the reason why we're choylik on Rav Huna. As in the Isser of Kopasakta Lechiyusoi, as there's a base Yosef in Simin Kuf Nun Vav that says, it's a takonis rachomim mifnei tikkun ha'olam. This din is not a choka midaraisa. I mean, midaraisa, you're not a mazik. As what is it? A takonis rachomim mifnei tikkun ha'olam. Dine derabanam if ne tikkun ha'olam. The shalos ha'tshuvos sam sefer in chosh mishpat simenayin tes is cholik on the Beis Yosef. He brings a raya from the shalos ha'tshuvos ha'ramah in simen yud, not that way. The Ramah says that somebody who is poisik lechius of another person, you could be moitzi the mammon that he made bidayonim. Meaning someone opened up a business next to yours when he wasn't allowed to. As you could be moitzi mimenu bidayonim, the money that he made, mishum gzela. It's mishum gzela, das heißt gzela mamish. As the some sefer is medayik, there are machir from the Ramah, he holds that it's issa daraisa. The some sefer tainis, that we find by other gezel derabanans, l'mashal, if you steal from a cheresh, a cotton, but it's a gezel derabanan, as it's loy moitzi b'dayanim, as if the Rama says that it's moitzi b'dayanim, mashma that it's a gezel d'oraisa. Ay, frektach sam seifa, what gezel d'oraisa? Gezel d'oraisa is when someone has money and you steal his money. Over here, you're not stealing someone's money. At best, it was a customer that would have gone to him, that you may name him from coming to him. Abba, you didn't steal his money, mamish. That's why is it called gezel? As the Sam Sefer brings a pasuk in Dvarim, Perik Aleph pasuk Tesayin, that the pasuk says, "V'shafatim sedik ben ish la'achiv, l'sifti dairish al iske dira." That's also v'shafatim sedik. And he wants to learn it's megala. There's a second level of gzela. There's one level of gzela of stealing the money of someone. Stealing money, stealing a chayfetz. And then there's another level of gzela, of stealing the umnes of the chiyus of a person. That's also a gzela. That's what it's coming to be mechadish in the pasuk. Yeah. Some say for kimuvan is a rizig chiddush, and it's a din d'oraisa. It's nichlal in the pasuk, nichlal in gzela. It's a makor to the Beis Yosef from the Shailos Uchuvas Arash Simen Hey Ois Gimel. When he's lifting off the hachakas of Lo Yachpar Mishum Mazik, he lists off this din. As we already saw, the Chuvas Arash holds that the hachakas of Lo Yachpar are the Rabbanon. As listing in the hachakas, he lists this din, mashma like the Beis Yosef, it's a din the Rabbanon. But there is a chilek between the Rosh and the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is mashma, it's a takonis hacham ifnei tikkun ha'olam. It's not Mishum hachakas nizakin. The Rosh is mevur that it's mishum hachokas nizakin also. The Hainu staring someone's pound also, does it's hachokas nizakin. You be toila on this shayla the Chsam Sefer, like is in the Beis Yosef, a shayla and receivers in kufnun vav, sif cotton base. In the Gemara later on, the Gemara has a suffix. Boy, Ravuna, Breda, Yeshua, Bar Mava, Achrini. Could he be Makivalov? Teku. So the Gemara obliges by a Teku. What's the din of the Teku? Rambam Paskins, that B'dievet, it's Mutter. You don't have to be Marfik. Oh. Frek, the Nesivis. I mean, we learned on Daf Chof Amid Beis that the Rambam Shita is by Suffik Archokis. That misafik l'chatchilo, you have to be marchik. If you aren't marchik, b'di'eved, you don't have to move. Asfek in Asivis, what's the chilek between hachakas nizakin? That over there, misafik, you go l'chumra. And over here, that misafik, you don't go l'chumra. As l'chor, the shayla Asivis is tali. I mean, the Sivis Kinera learns al derech tachsam seifer, that over here is a isa daraisa. As a male, you should say sveikul lechumra. It's like the going over there learns that what's the reason why the Rambam is machmer by safik archokas nezakin, zog the going, because safik daraisa lechumra, safik isa daraisa lechumra. So I didn't over here, it's a safik isa daraisa lechumra. But if you go like the Beis Yosef, that it's a takonis chachamim, as then it's good, we say Safik Darabanan Lakula. Yeah. And even though the Rush learns that it's Midine Achaka, but you could say the Rush is Maida, that this Dine Achaka is Zicha only Midrabanan. Over there, where it's a Mazik Mamish, as then you could say that Dine Achaka is a Safik Yisa Daraisa. But over here, where you're not Mamish, a Mazik is Mam, and there's no Chavitz, you're being Mazik, you're just preventing him from Revochim that he could have made. Over here, this is zikr only midrabanan. So over here, you would go lekula. Now, granted, the Chsam Sefer has to shayel in the sivus l'shitasa. It's shver. He has to say a different teretz. Ayin shom masa kosav. Abul afi the Beis Yosef and b'dayim elazeh the Rosh. There will be a makom to be miyashiv the shayla of the nesivus. Thus is the Mahalach of the Beis Yosef, that it's Takonis Chachamim, the Mahalach of the Sam Sefer, that it's Midin Gezel, Al Pidur Amba. And Tosis is Meduik, that Isush tells to the Sugi and Kedushin Nuntes, and the Ritva is Lahedya, they learn this is daimed to the sugi of ani amahabich becharara. If you see ani mahabich becharara, you're not allowed to take it away from him. Frek the Torah's chayim that he doesn't understand this dimyan to the sugi of ani amahabich becharara. If you see ani going after an aveda, you shouldn't take it a davar shayin the shayinu a davar shalhefker. If you're allowed to go and grab it from him before he gets it. Zog the Fregdetai Reschayim, in our Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara is Dinahu. It's Mashma, it's Me'ika the Dina, that you could be my name from open up his store. Over there, the Lashon of the Gemara is if Ani Amahabek Becharara, and you walk over and you chap it, as you're a Rasha. It doesn't say Dina who the Ani could stop you from doing it. It just says you're a Rasha. As how could the Rishonim, Tosis, and the Ritva compare it? That's right, the Torah's Chaim. Skenira Bedas, Tosis, the Ritva in Gedushin and Dafnun Tes says that Enochinami and Ani Amabe Becharara, it's a din also that you could be Ma'akiv him. And at Heichan Advar Megiim, he says you could even take it away from the person who grabbed it before the Ani took it and give it back to the Ani. So maybe they're medamit to the sugisham because over here also it's a way of taking it away from him. It's making the din over there also, just like over here. The Gemara wants to bring a raya to Rav Huna from a tzir of a dog. And the Gemara says, Shani dogim. Shani dogim diyev siu rayu. The shash siro. And the shayla is what's pshat in the Gemara. As Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara that the dog already saw the net and it's heading there. As it's vadai shil kedenu. Ravi kiman. Demoti liyoda ifinim se chaveru mezikai. As over there, everyone's maida. When it's vadai that he's going to get this dog, as then everyone's maida. The chiddush Rav Huna is when someone isn't vadai that he's buying here. The chasam sefer in Chosha Mishpat Ayin Tes brings lefidus Rashi a chiddush la'alacha. There's someone in a store, and he's vadai going to buy from the store. As then, you're not allowed to take him away from the store to pull him away to buy in your store. Even though we argue on Rav Huna, you're allowed to open up a store, but to walk into the store and say, oh, by the way, I'll give you a better deal on it, that a vadanish, once the customer's in the store and he's vaday interested in buying, that you're not allowed to do. If he's not interested vaday yet in buying, he's clearing, as then you're allowed to say, you have it cheaper. L'chayr, the issa is not only in the chenveni, meaning this is, let's say, someone's in a store and he's vaday buying. As you want to say to the person that go buy in a different store. L'chayr, it's the zelbazach, it's not only the balachotze. The only shayla is the rishonim have a nidin. What happens when the other store is selling cheaper? As the Rima Gash says, that when the other store is selling cheaper, then he says it on the later part of the sugya, but he says then, faket al stakonis al lekuchas. What are we worried about the mikron for? We have to worry about the lekuchas. No, he says it on the later sugya, pashto sued in here. But they're showing him that a cholik on the Rima Gash and say, even if it's cheaper, but still, you're not allowed to be paisik lechayusa. If someone's in a store already and he's zicha buying, then you're not allowed to go over to him and tell him to go somewhere else. If it's a little bit cheaper, that could be totally on the machlokes rishayim. But stam, you have a friend, you want him to buy there, that for sure you're not allowed to do, even though we don't hold of Rav Huna, but this seer of dag that we do hold of. But that's only lefishitis Rashi, that Rashi learns a customer that's vade going to him, you can't steal from him. Ramban says a different pshat. Ramban says pshat in the Gemara was already in his net. As he was koine because it was in his net already. Once he's koine because it's in his net, And then you can't take it away from him. Das ist die Mahalach of the Ramban. The Rimagash says the third Mahalach in the Gemara. The Rimagash says that when a person saw that the Mitzudis was out, as then he wouldn't be Pyrrhus's Mitzudah Bechlal. As Kum Techois, he would be Masik Ischias Lagamri. As the only din of Rav Huna that you're not worried about Paschal Chiyusa is because you're leaving him an option that he can make Chiyus B'makom Acher. But Lu Ye, you're closing him from his Ganze Chiyus, as then that there's no Heter to do. And Agav Teicha Dvarim, the Rimagash says, Boif and Zeh, he says, what's the reason why we're Choylik on Rav Huna? Because we hold Parnassus Min HaShemayim. Zeh B'zeh, customers can come to him, customers can come to you. As even if you open up a store next to him, you're not being Pesach Chiyusa, because everyone could still get Parnassa. Abaluye, you open up a store in a Oifin that will make that no one should come to him. As then, even we're moita that avada that you can't do. Memes, there's a little bit of a diak in Rashi, even though Rashi learns the Gemara differently, but Ladina, he holds at the Chiddush of the Rimagash. The Lashon of Rashi is over there by dog is different. Aval hocha misha ba etzli yavoy, or misha ba etzlecha yavoy. I mean, just because I open a store doesn't mean no one's going to come to you. Doesn't mean that no one's going to come to you. People could still come to you. Of a mashman Rashi, that Luya, you would open up a store in a way that no one will come to the other person, or even a yichidi school of mamish. Das nish, like the mashman example, would be if someone has a store deep inside the parking lot or deep inside the apartment complex, and you open up a store mamish right in the front of the apartment complex. That now no one's ever going to be matriarch to come to go to the other store. Why should a person be matriarch when he could park right next to you and mamish get it benakal and go in? As kum dechais, because you open your store, as he's going to have to close down his business. Ulay lefi zeh, yesh lodin, that even though we argue on Rav Huna, lefi this Rimagash and this Rashi, then yesh lodin that you wouldn't be able to do it. Thus is the tzir of dag that everyone is that we're all moida, and the shail is why we're moida. Then the Gemara goes on to bring down that it's a machloikis. If we hold a Rav Huna or not, there are shitas that don't hold a Rav Huna. The shail is what a pshat and the shitas that don't hold a Rav Huna. Because there's two ways of learning. We already saw in the Rimagash that the Rimagash says one way that you could argue on Rav Huna because you could say Parnas is min hashamayim and you open up a store, he'll open up a store. The Maisa, whatever comes is min hashamayim. The Rama also says this Mahalach. That's why we argue on Rav Huna. Maimah Muzgev, this is a gewaldig limud for everyone who's in business to know that all the ishtadlus, hakolus toli biyad Hashem, bitochem b'kodesh baruch hu, whatever's supposed to come to you will come to you. Ein adam negeya mali lima mashehu kvar lechaveiro. That's why we argue on Rav Huna. That's one way of learning. Aba zogderi magash in the Yad Ramad is another way of learning, which be'etzim is meduyik in the Braisa. When brings down the Braisa that argues on Rav Huna, Oysa adam chanut b'tzad chanutei shel chaveiroi, merchitz b'tzad merchitzo shel chaveiroi, v'ene yochul limchais b'yadoi, mifnei she yochul loymeloi, ata oysa b'teich shaloch, v'ani oysa b'teich shali. A svara, noch a svara to say it. Oh. What's the svara? Ata oysa b'teich shaloch, v'ani oysa b'teich shali. What's the pshat? There's a het of oisa b'teich shali. We have equal schusim. What are you saying? You have a schus to make parnasa here because you open your store. I live here too, and I want to make a parnasa too. As the same way, you're oisa b'teich shalcha, and you have a schus to make parnasa in this makom. As I'm shavalucha, I have the same schus to be mishdamish with the makom kedei that I should make parnasa too. There's a grace of makar, that there's another reason, because the Braisa says that by Ir Acheres, you don't have a right to do it if you come from Ir Acheres. But if you live in the same city, as then you have a right to open it up. The Shail is, if you don't hold the time of Pesachta L'chiyusoy, as my nafkamina, if it's the same ear or a different ear, the Maisa, we don't hold the Pesachta L'chiyusoy. As thus is the Makkah, that there's a different reason. The reason is because ani yosef b'toich shaloi betzem I hold the tain of pesachta lechiyusai. If the person's coming from Ir Acheres, it could be my name. As you see, we do hold the pesachta lechiyusai. Over in the same ear that each one is a yosef b'toich shaloi, as then there's no heter. As those are the two reasons. The Ramaz may be two reasons. In the Rima Gash, there's a raya mineu bein the sugya that it has to be for the reason of oisa b'toich shaloi, because the Gemara brings down a brisa. Kois ben bnei muvoi ze shaloi loisha b'neim loy chayev loy buski v'loy menabeti noiches loyachem bnei bali umnius. Is what's it talking about? As Rashi learns, it's talking about where you have that uman already in the mavoi, meaning there was already a chayit, there was already a bursuki. As koifim bnei mavoi zezeh shaloi loisha b'neim, another chayit, another bursuki. Of it's very sosim in the braisa. The braisa never pointed out, we're talking about where you have one chayit there and he's being koifim not to bring another one. Therefore, the Rimagash learns that the pashas of the Bryce, it's not talking about when there's a chayat there. No, you're allowed to be my name. That's why you're allowed to be my name. As the din of the Mishnah, we learned in the Mishnah that you could be moicha on a chanut shebechotzer because mikola nechnosim, mikola yoitzim. You're not allowed to bring in because you're goyim kola nechnosim, kola yoitzim. And the Rimagash learns over there, as ribu yaderech, so if you're also as ribu yaderech. If the din is als ribu yaderech, as im kain, as how could you sushtel it to the din of our sugya, which is talking about poisek lechiyusoy? Zog the Rimagash, that what we're bringing is, just like over there, there's a heter of oisa b'toich shaloi, as who had din over here, there's also a heter of oisa b'toich shaloi. As lefi the Rimagash, it's muchach minei obein the Gemara, that the heter is mishum is oisa b'toich shaloi. In effect, the base of Ephraim and Shuvis and Choshe Mishpatzim and Chavav, Ashayla Kum Dechais, that there's a machlokes over here, if there's a het of Oisa B'Toich Shaloi or not. He says, L'choir, it's a Mishnah on Chofei Amid Beis. Those are the famous machlokes in Lo Yachpar. Achomim Ol Nalamazik L'Archik Esatzmoy. And Rabbi Yossi Ol, there's a het of Oisa B'Toich Shaloi. As Maishna Zu Mizu, Azog the base of Ephraim, Bishleima, and she disobeys that over here he holds al nizik laharchik, and you don't. And over there he holds his head of oisa b'toich shaloi al nizik laharchik. Why over here could he shtim with the shita that doesn't hold his head of oisa b'toich shaloi? It's like that's pashit. Over there is talking about you're making an elon. It's shtamshes miyuchedes in elon. As over there we say ze oisa b'toich shaloi. Oh, but we were talking about the ganze chias of a mensch. As in the ganze chias of a mensch, as maybe then we won't make a heter hoise b'toich shaloi, because you mafsid in the ganze chias. But the shaila is the other way. That according to the mandiyama, there's a heter over here b'toich shaloi. What do you do according to Rabbanan that hold over there? There's no heter b'toich shaloi. And that the base of Ephraim is mepalpel. But could you say, ba'ifin zeh, if you learn over here is not a mazik mamish, it's just a dindra banal stikana oilam. And even if you learn the rush, it's archokas nizakim, but it's zicha not a mazik daraisa, it's only a mazik midra banan. Then you could say that over there in the sugya, what's the reason why the Rabbanan say there's no heter v'oisa b'toich shaloi? Because you're a mazik, loshen Rabbanan, al mazik laharchik esatzmai. Over here, where you're not a mazik mamish, meaning over there you're mazik is chayfetz. he has a bar, and your Ilan is going into his bar and destroying his bar. As when your Ilan is going and destroying, as we say, Alamazik b'tayr shaloi, there's no heter b'tayr shaloi. Aber in asug over here, where you're not mamish being mazik, you're just being meneir revachim, as then even the Rabbanan Amida, that there's a heter of oisa b'tayr shaloi. As Lefi say, even though it's the words of Isa B'tayr Shalai, it's al derech Rabbi Yosi, but it's not the same machlaikis. It's a different machlaikis in the Dover Adoyme. Thus, there's two ways of learning why there's a din of Isa B'tayr Shalai. Lefi say, you'll be able to, why there's a heter, why we argue on Rav Huna. As Lefi say, you'll be able to meet Miyashiv. The Mefarshim asks, the Rif brings down La Locha, the Tam, that which the Gemara says, Anakam Mifligim Goizi Bad Polik Shaviski. I mean, one of the rayas the Gemara brought to Rif Huna was there's a machlekes, when you have a store person, could he give out things to children? As one man the Yama said, you could give out. The other man the Yama says, you can't. As the Gemara asks, according to it should be Tali on Rif Huna. And Zog the Gemara over here, Rav Huna is Maide, because he says the same way I'm being machalic to children one thing, you could be machalic to children the other thing. Mashma, that if you argue on Rav Huna, you don't have to come on to this Tam. Shad is, the Rif brings the Tam La Locha. Why is he bringing it La Locha? Aber, if you learn, it could be it's totally what the heter is. Before in the Gemara was going, we don't hold up a sakta l'chiyusai b'chlal, because you could be misparnis, he could be misparnis. If it's there, you're allowed to give out candies to children to come to your store, because a koparnos is min Hashem, it doesn't make a difference. Aber the maskana that we hold the heter is mishum oisa b'tach shaloi. Could be the Rif held that there's no heter of Isa B'tayr Shaloi and being machalik egoiz and being machalik kloyus, giving out to children. Why? Because Isa B'tayr Shaloi is a reason why you can make a chanut. It's mine, I'm allowed to make a chanut. But over here, where you're doing a pu'ula in your chanut to be machalik to egoiz to children, that has nothing to do with Isa B'tayr Shaloi. As over here, even according to Rabbanan, they would be moida, there's a tiny pesachta l'chiyusai. As a mela, therefore, you have to come on the maskana to the tam. V'anokam ifligayim goizi v'at ploig shviski.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.